Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Engineer with me, as well as Single Scott. Both Single Scott and myself back from our adventure in Key West. We'll tell you all about that in a matter of moments. Also, my dive student and newly hitched dive buddy, CJ, is in the studio with us.
Why does he look so sad?
I thought he was glowing.
Because I'm battle... Whoa, that's hot mic. I'm battling a toilet.
What?
Yeah, what does that mean?
I'm fixing a toilet.
Oh, and so that makes you glow?
No. You said, no, why do I look so sad?
He looked sad. I thought he looked sad.
Oh, okay.
That makes him merry.
It's more angry.
Agitated.
So I took a break.
He looks a little flushed.
Yeah. You're mistaking my anger for a glow.
Okay. Oh, okay. I'm
going to take a break and go do Scuba Radio and chill.
Okay, well, there you go. So kick back, grab a pina colada.
We promise to do nothing to irritate you, CJ.
Oh!
Why, you son of a...
All right, well, kick back. Just mellow. Think pleasant thoughts. Actually, you know, you got the water sound effects, but picture palm trees, white sand, a beautiful scene. That's what you would get in Abaco, and Keith Rogers from Dive Abaco is on Scuba Radio right now from the island. How you doing, Roger? Or Keith? Roger?
Keith Rogers, yes.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing, Keith? I'm doing great, George. How are you today?
What can I say? I see. I'm still recovering from an adventure down in Key West, there, Keith. So,
well, that could take a while to recover. I'm still recovering from your sound effects. I thought I was going to drown a minute ago.
Well, we're just trying to set the whole water theme, and you know, you have it right outside your window, or you're probably on a cell phone, standing on a dock right now there in Marsh Harbor. I'm guessing, right?
Looking at the azure, crystal clear waters. Absolutely.
You can't use big words like azure. We do all our colors in single syllables. It's blue.
Okay.
It's blue.
Blue.
That's blue.
Blue. Well, good. Yeah. I thought that meant purple. So I'm going to explain that. But regardless.
I'd say turquoise, but that's two syllables.
Yes. Well, thank you for dumbing it down for us here at Scuba Radio. We appreciate it.
We would accept blue-green.
Now, Dive Abaco, you know, I have seen pictures. I've seen videos. I've seen Keith at many of the dive shows. We may have shared a beverage or two at some of these events and kicked back and shared some fish tales, but I've never been to the resort. So set the scene there, other than the azure waters there of Abaco, what you have to offer there, Keith.
Well, Greg, one thing's for sure. If you haven't actually been to the Abacos, you just haven't got a clue what it's really like.
Well, I don't doubt it.
It's a way better than all the photographs and the beers that we've drank together.
Yeah.
It's the only thing could be better is if we actually drank the beers here in Abaco. But Abaco is a really neat getaway place in that if you're not looking for highfalutin hotels and fancy casinos, this is the place because it's a one traffic light town and not a whole lot of traffic, obviously. It's a good place to kick back. You can walk everywhere. You don't need a car. And although if you want to visit, the island's 120 miles long. It's the second largest island in the Bahamas is the island of Abaco. And if you want to see more than the local area where you don't really need a car, then obviously a car to go touring to the north 60 miles or the south 60 miles is a good thing to spend a day or so doing. But if you're looking for a great diving getaway, this is a great place for both novice divers and divers that are looking for a little bit of adventure. We're sitting on the world's third longest barrier reef here, and our depths range from anywhere around 25 feet to 70 feet out on the reef, and it's we're not faced with currents.
It's just nice.
We have a lot of control, and we have a couple of drift diving sites, but for the most part, no drift diving, so you get lots of good control, and we explore tunnels and caverns in the reef, and we have some great pets out there.
Yeah, that's what I want to talk about, Keith, because I remember we've had you on the air a few years ago, and I remember that you do have some resident critters that you guys encounter quite often. If I remember correctly, don't you have a named grouper that hangs out with you all the time, or what?
Actually, we have several, but you're probably thinking of how we got our logo. Our logo is a grouper with a mask on its head,
right.
Mask and snorkel.
Yep.
And the dive flag's on the snorkel in our logo. And the way we got that was we used to have a pet grouper called Gilly, which I hope didn't end up on somebody's dinner plate, but did eventually disappear. But Gilly was our pet grouper for years, and I could hold Gilly and take him down the line of 10 divers, and everybody could take the regular out and kiss the fish, and it would roll over in the sand, let you pet its belly. And,
nice.
And I'd take my mask off and stick it on its head, and it would swim along for a little ways with my mask perfectly balanced on its head. And somebody that was diving with us once when we were trying to come up with a logo said, "Hey, you know how you put your mask on that grouper out there? Why don't you just get some line art of a grouper with a mask on its head and call it your logo?" So, bingo, that's how we got it.
There.
And
so Gilly was your mascot, so to speak, for a while. So now there's like several Gilly Juniors, maybe? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, there's a few of those out there, and a couple of big black groupers that are very friendly. In fact, I was lying in the sand with one, snuggled right up, and so now they call me the Fish Whisperer.
Now, I have a quick question. Is it true that in the Bahamas, there are no laws which regulate the interaction between species, if you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, that's true. We don't have any laws that say that we can't feed the critters or we can't feed the sharks. In fact,
or take them out on dates or to see a movie, which is apparently the sort of thing that you're a little into.
I think you're getting Keith mixed up with an email you received this week there, Bill. But, but yeah, they don't have any, in the Bahamas, it just does seem that the dive operators have a way to commune with the local marine life, and you have a lot of that happening there in Abaco, I guess, just because you're diving these sites all the time and get more familiar with the animals, and they're more familiar with you. Is that right, Keith?
Yep, that's absolutely right. In fact, just about every time we go diving, somebody will come up on the dive trip and say, "Does that fish know you?
Yeah.
Do they know you? Why do they follow you around?" I said, "Well, sometimes it's because I'm feeding. But most often it's not, because I don't like to feed the fish all the time. Just every once in a while, just to remind them that we're here. But I like to take the food away and start handling them more. And I like them to come to us not for food, but because they like being stroked."
Yeah, they like the interaction.
Yeah.
And you know, I've seen that many times on the diving I've done, but that's one of the attractions, one of the advantages of being able to go out with an operator like Dive Abaco, because when you've been to a place for the first time, or going to a place for the first time, it's just like you're introducing your friends to the divers, and that's just a cool experience. That's what you encounter from the people that come visit with you. Isn't that true?
Yep, absolutely. That's what we do.
Now, Dive Abaco, is it Abaco Diving, or what is the website?
DiveAbaco.com.
Well, of course. Okay. That would make sense. So that's your website. Now, of course, you guys have specials and things like that you have on your website, but you can also book them through BahamasDiving.com, the new booking engine we've been talking about for the last few weeks.
Yes, you can. We're still trying to learn how that works, but we have a couple of items on there, and we're going to be adding a couple of new ones. We do combination type trips that we call a Taste of Abaco, where you can come in here and do three or four nights here with us in Marsh Harbor,
right,
at the Konkin Marina or one of the other properties that we represent. We really work with just about everybody here, so it depends on what type of accommodation you're looking for, we can handle it. And if you spend a few nights with us here and do maybe two or three days of diving, and then you can go over to one of the other outer keys and finish your package off over there, where we'll book you for three nights or something, and you can go over and you get a, more of a taste of Abaco.
Nice.
All right. I will tell you that for the Scuba Radio team, what we're really looking for is, number one, we need to have gorgeous accommodations. It's one of the things we need. Number two, it's real important to us, no security checks. You can't do any background checks on us. That's just one of our prerequisites.
Well, listen, for people like you, we actually can arrange a hotel that's got a hairdryer in there for you.
Okay, that's not going to help us as much as you might think.
You want a hairdryer?
How about a padded room? That might be more appropriate for our crew there, Keith. But the bottom line is, you guys can accommodate all types of budgets and different accommodations for folks there in Abaco, and really give them an out-island experience, but really you have all the amenities they need to really have just a great diving adventure, right?
Yes, sir. I'm glad you mentioned that. We really do. But we're also, you know, we're more than just a dive shop. We can also take people snorkeling. In fact, if people have a mix in their family or their group, they've got snorkelers and divers, Abaco is one of those places where they can go on the same boat, and while the divers are exploring the deeper parts of the reef, the snorkelers are watching from above and have to be careful not to scrape themselves on the coral. So
Wow. Virtually
all of our dive sites are good for both. So that's great that people don't have to split up and go in different directions. And if anybody comes down and does want to learn some things,
you'll teach them.
We'll give them either introductory lessons, or we can do full certification courses. We're Nawi and PADI affiliated, and we also do the Universal Referral Program. So if you're from some other certifying agency and you've done all your coursework and would like to travel to a beautiful place like Abaco, we can complete it for you, no matter what agency you're from. But we also do island tours and sunset cruises. And
that sounds cool, because here's the thing I'm looking for, and this is the sort of thing which I have not been able to find in the Bahamas yet, and I'm hoping you can hook me up there at diveabaco.com. Big game hunting? Do you have any big game hunting trips that you sponsor there?
Pigs. You can hunt for wild boars on Abaco, can't you?
Yeah, that's right. They have wild boar hunting. It's also a good place for birding. If somebody wants to do a combination birding and diving package.
I'll tell you what. Yeah, wherever Scuba Radio goes, we see flocks of birds flung at us.
Usually
cutting off traffic.
Yeah.
Now, when you say big game, were you talking squirrels and sparrows or what?
That's big enough.
Yeah, well, that's big enough for Greg, who considers himself a fisher folk. But for me, I'm thinking rhinoceros. Do you have any rhinos in the Bahamas?
You know, I think I saw one the other day, but I was on my way home from the bar.
Yeah, it was one of those big island women, I think. mixed up there, Keith.
Oh, easy. We don't have any of those here.
Oh, okay. All right, fair enough.
Wow, not an Abaco.
Yeah.
No, you're confusing it with Nassau.
Just look at the website, diveabaco.com. You'll know what I'm talking about. It's one of those places where you definitely need to check out. And once again, bahamasdiving.com. You can book everything, soup to nuts, whether it's Abaco, one of the other islands, a combo. It's just an awesome, awesome website. A lot of great specials available as well. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving, including treasure hunting in the Florida Keys.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hello there, this is Dr. Sylvia Earle, and this is Scuba Radio, the first radio program devoted exclusively to diving.
You know, Dr. Sylvia Earle, big-time supporter of the oceans and the environment. I know she was probably out and about on Earth Day, spreading the word. I bet she was promoting that movie, Oceans, that new Disney movie opened on Earth Day.
She could have been.
Have you seen that, Greg?
I have not. I'm planning to go see that hopefully tomorrow.
I thought about checking that out.
Yeah, I want to see it, too. Yeah.
I've heard good things, actually. So, what are you laughing at, Bill?
I'm laughing at CJ. Well, I thought about going.
Isn't that narrated by Jim Carrey or somebody odd?
Pierce Brosnan, actually.
No.
It is, too.
Not Pierce Brosnan.
It is. I swear to you. What are you laughing at?
You would never get CJ.
The wussy James Bond?
One of those dive movies, IMAX films, that Howard and Michelle Hall produced was...
Will you please get your finger out of my face? Why is he pointing at me? We're on the radio.
It was narrated by Jim Carrey. So you mentioned Jim Carrey, and he did
So you're confusing these two films.
Yes.
Which was?
He did a movie with Howard and Michelle Hall. It was like Into the Reef or something like that.
Oh, okay.
And, this one is Pierce Brosnan, though.
Yeah, the one with
Remington Steele.
Just opened this week.
Not Into the Blue? You're
going back there.
Yes. Yeah, the other one was done by Ace Ventura. This one's done by Remington Steele.
Or Bond. James
I like
Bond.
Doing that too. You're using their character names.
Yes.
Like Robin Williams would be Mork.
Mork. Of course he's Mork. Who else would he be?
Robin Williams uses force fins.
I got to tell you what.
He dives?
He does. I know he at least snorkels, but he has a pair of force fins.
I know he was a cyclist.
I saw him diving once, and he seemed to be wearing a sweater.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, I don't know. I don't
he's
know
a
if
hairy,
he dives.
Hairy man.
Knowing him, he may just put him on for aesthetic value.
We thought it was a dive monkey.
When I was down in Key West diving the Vandenberg,
have you ever
week
seen?
With single
oh,
sky.
See where he just drops that in.
Yeah.
No, when I was down at Key West diving the Vandenberg.
Moving right along.
Yes, my force fins, my red sparkled force fins, single sky can back me up on this.
Red sparkle?
Red
sparkle. What are you, Dorothy from the Wizard of Oz?
No, I was just trying to fit in with the locals there in Key West, and they went over quite well.
I can see where they would have.
If you click them together.
There's no place like Key West. Yeah,
wow.
No. They got quite a few comments.
I don't even have to say it, do I?
No.
What do you have to say?
No.
Actually, remember the old days?
You're jealous,
aren't
you?
When Greg didn't think there was a gay community in Key West? Remember those days? No, you're kidding me.
Gay
they just
community?
Like rainbows and unicorns.
What are you talking about?
Nothing.
The Vandenberg.
So we were down there diving. What day was it? We were on the Vandenberg. Tuesday, I believe.
Yes, it was Tuesday.
And we went down. On our friend Marlon Scott's boat, Captain Marlon Scott, from our World of Boating show. He took us out there, and we...
dropped you off and left you. Came back on Thursday.
And we went down there. There were four of us.
Yes.
And there wasn't anybody else on the wreck that day, pretty much.
Awesome.
Because we were
had
running
thing
late.
To ourselves. You know, unfortunately, the site where they've sunk the Vandenberg, this massive wreck off of Key West, it is a high current area.
Okay.
And a lot of times...
So the water's moving.
Yeah, and CJ knows this because when we went down there, he got down about 10 feet and had to stay there because I forget what the problem was.
Well, it was about a knot and a half. I couldn't clear. I hadn't dove in a while, and that was our first dive.
That's right.
So of course, all the other dives was no problem.
Yeah, but
my ear had to pick the Vandenberg to not clear.
He had to hang out on the at the safety stop about 10 feet and just wait for us. And just,
is it a good dive at 10 feet?
It was like a human flag.
It's still fun. I mean,
he had a little
school
of fish around him. Yeah. He was like his own little whale.
I was just waiting for the sharks to come in, eat the bait fish.
Yeah.
The Gulf of Mexico piranha.
He was
I was like a little shish kebab.
he was like trolling. He was like a human
taking his regular eight, opening his mouth, letting the fish come in, chewing him down.
While we went down there and enjoyed the Vandenberg. And that day, the current was kind of rough. But, and the visibility, I think we might have had about 30 feet that day, which is fine. It was okay.
Unless you're at 10 feet.
Yeah.
Whereupon you're not seeing.
I couldn't see anything. Yeah, because it doesn't start until about 90 feet before you'll see the wreck. But however, this day on Tuesday, we went down there, we were the only ones on the wreck, jump off the water. I mean, actually, before you even get in the water, you can see the wreck.
Holy cow.
We had 100 foot of visibility. We had zero current. We literally didn't need an ascent.
CJ and I both think that you two are rat bitch bastards.
Yes.
And the only thing missing from that trip was a camera. I didn't take any pictures or video.
Now it's suspect.
Yes, I agree.
No, I got three or four people to back me up, so that's plenty.
All right. Any of them more reliable as a witness than Single Scott? SingleScott.com.
No one.
He's the most reliable?
Yeah.
Your story's suspect.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters. And take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history, Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atosha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
I don't believe him.
Believe it. Also, you need to believe this. In the next...
hear me now, believe me later.
About 30, 40 minutes, we're going to announce the winner of a $600 coin that has been salvaged from the wreck of the Atosha off of Key West.
That's pretty cool.
And so you got about 30 minutes right now, Saturday, 3:30, to get your name in the hopper. All you have to do is go to scubaradio.com and register where it says Scuba Radio Monthly Giveaway. Put your name, address, phone number in there, and you'll be in the running for this very cool coin that we're going to give away. $600 value.
I'm glad you explained that now.
Why?
Because, well, you didn't fully explain it last week, and I spent most of the week trying to chase down Dennis Hopper so I can get my entry in.
Dennis Hopper? Why?
Put your name in the hopper?
The only one I know.
Also, it's 3:30 Eastern time.
Yes.
Eastern daylight.
We probably have more listeners that aren't.
Now, why is it a monthly giveaway when we give away stuff every week?
We don't. We give away stuff every month. It's the new program.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I wasn't there for
rehearsal. Yeah, here's the thing. Yeah, you missed rehearsal.
Oh.
This show, as tightly scripted as is, check page 3.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. Nabbit. There it is.
Actually, the truth is,
the prize is $600 freaking dollars.
Right. And you know,
we'll go in the poorhouse giving away $600 every week.
Every week.
That's like 200 American.
Maybe. We're going to give away some very cool stuff over the next few weeks, and all you have to do is go to scubaradio.com and click on that giveaway box.
Hold on.
And fill out the entry. So,
which team are you on? Is it a monthly or is it a weekly?
Well, it may,
understandably, next week it'll be a different month.
It may change. It'll change at least every month. However, it looks like it's going to change much more often. So, you know, each month you need to go in there and register, that kind of thing. Okay? Enough. Enough said! Oh, and we're going to give away
since we've cleared
first.
That up.
Wow.
But I got some very cool stuff to give away over the next few weeks, so it's going to be well worth your while to make the effort to enter for that monthly drawing.
Go to scubaradio.com.
Right? Now, let's talk about diving for treasure. Now, Single Scott is an investor with Mel Fisher's Treasures, and that's what we did. We basically went down there and dove the wreck of the Atosha. We did four dives, and we're going to talk about... Scott's adventure here next, momentarily. And trust me, it's going to be worth sticking around for. It's cool stuff.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I dove with sharks and sailed with a friend. I'm gonna go back again and again. I was living it up.
Yeah, I'm heading out to Australia, hopefully.
I was living it up.
I want to go.
Yeah, well, maybe you can come along. We'll find out. We're looking at maybe October, November time frame to head down under, do some diving. However, this week we took a quick trip down to Key West. Single Scott is an investor with Mel Fisher's Treasures, and basically you can get all the information at melfisher.com, but... What that means is you buy into their investment program, and this gives you a license or gives you the pass to go dive the wreck of the Atosha whenever you want for an entire year. And you go down there and help the crew work these wreck sites where these Spanish ships have sunk, and they're trying to recover the treasure, which just for the Atocha itself, they figure, what, it's 200 mil still is yet to be found?
Yeah, on the manifest, but of course they also have found a lot of things that haven't been on the manifest, so there might be another 100 million on top of that.
Yeah, so you just never know. I mean, they find stuff all the time. Now, we went down on Wednesday, the day. So the first day we're on the Vandenberg, and we have amazing conditions. And then the next day we go out with the Mel Fisher crew, and they take us about, what, 33 miles offshore in their little private dive cruiser, right?
Yep, yep.
And then we hop on board their
working. Did they blindfold you?
No, it's a known sight, but basically they have the salvage rights. And it isn't like you can just go up to this area and find treasure. This stuff is covered up by like 25 feet of sand. So they have to blow these holes, blow the sand away, and then they send the divers down to go check out what is there on the bottom and what has wedged itself into the bedrock under the sand.
Yeah, they have these huge pipes that go over the props, and they it takes about an hour to blow a hole at that depth.
Yep.
Yep, and so we were on the boat for about an hour. They just blow the hole. When it stops making all kinds of sandy water, we went down.
Yeah, what do you think of that, CJ?
Now, how long does it take for the sediment and all the sand to settle down?
Not long at all, because generally there's some current in the area. Now, we didn't have that much, but we maybe waited 5 minutes tops, and you still, after even though there wasn't much current to blow away the sediment in the air, you didn't have, or in the water, you didn't have that much visibility. I'd say maybe, 5-10 feet?
Yeah, man.
But you're just going down to the bottom to look.
Okay.
Anyway,
wait for the visibility to clear, because the visibility is not that great to start with.
Well, you're only looking at the bottom. As long as you can see, 5 feet in front of your mask, that's all you need to do. You go to the bottom and you look at the bottom and see.
The rest of the ocean had really good viz. It's just where they stirred it up, where we were.
Right.
So I guess the question is, how long's the dive? How long do you go down for?
Each dive was probably about 20 minutes.
20,
or so.
25 minutes.
We'd run a metal detector. We'd look with our eyes and feel with our hands. We found some cool shells. We didn't find any coins and stuff
Did the visibility get better while you were underwater?
Yes.
Okay, so the question which CJ asked, which was, how long does it take the visibility to clear up, is at least 25, 30 minutes.
No, it doesn't, because it doesn't change much at all, really. When we went, I mean,
okay, this is the person you're having back you up on your story about the Vandenberg.
It got
a little better.
A little better. Not, maybe it added another 2 feet by the time at the end of your dive.
Well, if it was 5 feet to start and went to 2 feet, that's a 40% increase.
No, it's only 2 feet.
Yeah, you said 5 to 2. You mean 5 to 7?
If it went 5 and then added 2, that's a 40% increase.
The reality is it wouldn't matter, because as long as you can see the bottom, it doesn't matter if there's 3 feet.
He didn't ask
of
if it mattered. He asked how long
you
it took.
You can't see anything, though, Bill. That's, oh, my gosh. I'm going to strangle this guy. Call up. Help me out here.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
You've heard us talk about our amazing adventures in Dominica. Experience the nature island for yourself July 9th through the 18th during Dominica Dive Fest. Buy 5 spots, get 1 free, and many other island-wide specials available. Scuba Radio will be there with mermaids in tow, and you should be too. Groups, dive clubs, buddy teams, or singles, everyone is welcome July 9th through the 18th for Dominica Dive Fest. Go to DominicaDiveFest.com now. That's DominicaDiveFest.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. and you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 26. Watching fish and coral spawn can be fascinating while diving.
Are you sure you want to do that?
However, they just think you're a pervert.
What the hell are you staring at?
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio is Jeff Meyer, COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network. How's it going, Jeff?
I'm great, Greg, but you're looking a little green. You okay?
Well, I just got off the dive boat.
You still having issues with seasickness?
I was today.
That's one ailment that does tend to find most of us at one time or another.
There has to be a way to beat it once and for all.
Sorry, not really. True, those who spend more time on the water tend to become more resistant to it, but there's no foolproof method to guarantee you'll avoid it.
Great.
It's no big deal. It's just a physical reaction to motion. There's not a dive boat in existence that doesn't have stories of divers feeding the fish, and every person who's spent time on the water has experienced it, or at least enough of it to be queasy.
Okay, so there's no guarantees, but there are suggestions for avoiding it, I hope.
Yeah, sure, lots of them.
You're toying with me now, aren't you?
A little bit.
You are so not my buddy right now.
Okay. Suggestions for dealing with seasickness.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with taking care of yourself the night before you dive. Get a good night's sleep, eat well, and take it easy on the alcohol.
How can that possibly make a difference?
The better you feel, the better your body is able to adapt to conditions.
Okay, I'm convinced. Now, what else you got?
It'll sound like a contradiction in logic, but eat a little something the morning of the dive. Keep it light, but you'll be surprised at the difference it makes.
How do I keep from thinking about it? It's like the moment I step on the boat, I worry about whether or not I'm going to be sick today.
You're not alone, but while it's easier said than done, try not to think about it. Constant worry about becoming seasick tends to become a self-fulfilling prophecy. Think about the dive. Think about the day. Think about Christmas. Anything but getting seasick.
Christmas?
Sure. You'd be amazed at how decking mental halls and singing jingle bells can take your mind off things.
I'm feeling better already. So while I'm singing...
Stay on deck. The fresh air will do you good, and your eye will be able to stay on the horizon. That helps your body adapt to the motion, as what your eyes are seeing will match what your body is feeling. Your mind will be less confused.
The fresh air does feel good, and I find the middle of the boat rocks less.
Yep. And stand instead of sitting if you can. Your legs will help to absorb the motion.
Steadiness is really one of the biggest helps, isn't it?
It is. Minimizing the motion, not getting too hot or too cold, keeping your eyes level, it all can help.
I'll say one thing about seasickness. It definitely gets me in the water.
Yeah, if you're up for the dive and not dehydrated from getting too sick, definitely get in the water as quickly as possible. Not only will you feel better getting under the waves and the motion, it'll get your mind off your stomach for a while as it focuses on the dive.
But of course, if the seasickness is really laying you out...
As much as you'll hate to stay on the boat, don't risk the dive. Only you will know if you're well enough to dive, and you'll have to make that call.
These are all great tips, but what about drugs? There's got to be a magic pill or something to take, right?
Yes and no. There are a lot of remedies out there, and every diver swears by a different one. Like anything else, you have to try them and see what works for you.
If you want to go natural, I know ginger works well.
Yep. And if you like pharmaceuticals, medications like Dramamine or Scopolamine are favorites of many. But if you decide to go that route, please be careful. They can have side effects like drowsiness and dry mouth, and we know that fatigue and dehydration are not a diver's friend. Test them before you dive to see how you react, and be aware that drugs wear off, so you'll want to consider that in your dive planning.
I've also tried the wristbands and similar things that use pressure points and magnetic pulses. They're not bad either.
Nope. A lot of divers have good luck with those. The trick really is to find what does and doesn't work for you.
And assuming all the tips, drugs, ginger, and pressure points on hand don't work?
Try to make it to the leeward side of the boat. Don't use a marine head. They can't handle it. Stay outside in the fresh air and try to drink fluids as much as possible so you stay hydrated. And above all, remember that it's no big deal.
Yeah, that's what they tell me. Seasickness is a common affliction among divers, and there's no shame if you experience it. It can be uncomfortable, though, and it can lead to dive risks. So do what you can to minimize seasickness or prevent it altogether. But whether you beat it or it beats you, just remember to take care of yourself. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
You know, listening to that Dan tip brought back memories of our adventure in Key West. Did I mention we did the Duval crawl?
Not yet.
We there before our little dives. You know, we had a day separation or recovery, as they say. Seasickness did take place.
A rather lengthy surface interval.
On land. Before we actually...
So that's land sickness.
Yeah, I guess.
You didn't have your land legs.
No, I didn't. That's what
it was. Well, we did at the beginning. We did at the beginning, but at the end we lost our legs.
Yeah, and I blame Single Scott and Mermaid Tony. They are a bad influence on me.
All right, oh, that's so. Right. I'd forgotten. Because normally you are a sober and upstanding member of society.
Yes. Well, as everybody Parson knows Greg. Who listens to this show day in and day out, or week in and week out, for the last 13 years.
You're the responsible one.
Thank you. So, now, you know, we kind of resolved this issue about the visibility on our Mel Fisher treasure dive. But the bottom line was... that you don't need much visibility when you're looking for treasure. It's the same thing when it comes to trying to find shark teeth off the coast of Venice Beach and off the west coast of Florida. You know, when you're doing that, you only need 5 feet of visibility, if that, just enough to be able to
your
see the bottom.
Length.
Yeah, not even arm's length. You just need, you know, about 3 feet of visibility.
How short are your
to
arms?
To look at the bottom of the ocean. For things that you're trying to find.
Well, actually, we didn't need any visibility because we didn't find anything. But next time...
I did. No, wait. That's not true. We did. I found some very cool shells. I got these big, massive sea biscuits and some sand dollars that would cost
me... found a horse.
An arm and a leg.
A race horse.
Yeah. An arm and a leg.
That's significant.
At the shell, man. You know how much I would have blown on these shells?
Thousands.
Lots of money. Lots of money, I tell you.
$4.
The shells were
at
good,
least.
And they were all
dozens
out.
And dozens of pesos.
But you know that's the thrill of the hunt.
I already traded my shells for free drinks at Ruby Tuesday.
Well, there you go.
I didn't know you could do that.
Well, it's a tough economy.
He's an experienced barterer.
But the bottom line is, it is a cool operation to go experience the Mel Fisher thing. The Mel Fisher, go to melfisher.com. We're going to cover Scott's progress. He's going to go back down there probably as early as next week and go again, right?
Yes.
Well, you can go as often as you want, right?
Yeah. He's an investor. Yeah. He's going to do this. And eventually,
do they scramble around when you get there and say, oh, the boss is here?
No, but Mel Fisher's grandson was on the boat with us, and he said, he who blows the most holes wins.
Gets the most treasure.
Yeah, finds the most treasure.
Okay, hold on. We're going to have to, at the top of the hour here, find out exactly what he said.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
I'm through with standing on land and seas I never get in. It's like I got on my mask, but I'm missing a fin. I'll get a 3-mil wetsuit, and if it gets cold, I'll just pee.
Tell me what you want.
I
want a brand new rig and viz as clear as gin, and a huge bathtub I can go diving in. Or I'll get a dive boat big enough for 10 plus me.
Tell me what you need.
I'll need a dive card with no depth limit, and a big black sub with a bedroom in it. Gonna feel the effects of narcosis just past the depth of about 100 feet.
Been there, done that.
I wanna dive all day and hang at tiki bars, working on getting my advanced e-card. Some say I'm crazy, but that's okay for divers like me.
So how you gonna do it?
My buddy do the same. I'd study the sea and know every fish by name. Cause we all wanna be just good divers, even if people think we're shark fishing lures. The girls look good and go with the flow as we all stay wet with scuba radio. And we'll all hang out at tiki bars or plan a night dive out under the stars. Everything looks bigger when you look down there, where the guys need help and the girls don't care. Well, hey, hey, I wanna be a diver. Hey, hey, I wanna be a diver.
Now, after listening to that, you may think, why would you want to do any more? Well, we do have another one in the works that may or may not involve Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, who is beautiful but tone deaf. And
I can scarcely wait. I am breathless with the anticipation.
It has to do with Kesha, who was on Saturday Night Live. Yeah. Remember, last week we had
TikTok,
this story.
TikTok, baby. TikTok.
How Kesha claimed she was scared out of the water.
Attacked by a shark. Pursued by a shark on a personal mission.
But basically, she was in Australia, and someone yelled shark. No one ever saw the shark. She didn't see the shark. But then after she claimed she basically had survived a shark attack.
Right.
And we kind of chastised her for that depiction of the
events.
Such
thing could never happen.
And then she was on Saturday Night Live this past Saturday night.
Yes.
And TikTok. I got an email from one of our listeners, Rodney, and he said, you need to check out her performance. And I did. I had it TiVo'd.
Oh, good. And so you saw the spaceman.
So now that I've seen her perform,
yes. Now you understand her.
I still don't like her. But I may take one of her songs and turn it into a little dive-themed ditty. We'll see.
That'd be nice.
So our next parody may have a Kesha-themed backing track to it. We'll see. Time will tell. Hour 2 of Scuba Radio is on deck. Much more to come from. Stick around.
You know how to wail here. That's why it's hot.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.